This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
It is a fight song Friday for us here on Pushing the Odds as we head to the Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Miami takes us in. Miami on, well, I kind of on the road against LSU in Dallas. Could be a tough game for them, tough environment for them, but let's get to Mark Slarrett, Stink himself. Idaho, not available, Mark. We apologize, but welcome to the show. How are you? And tell us a bit about the top tailgating party tips you guys have got going on with football back.
Yeah, there's no question. It's always a pleasure to be on with you. Real quick, man, LG's OLED TV, 77 inches, stunning picture quality, perfect blacks, rich colors, also artificial intelligence. You can ask it the voice command. Check out your fantasy scores, change the station. I mean, there's nothing better. And then LG also has the PK5 portable Bluetooth speaker, premium sound, 18 hours of battery life, take it on the golf course after the game. Doesn't matter wherever you've got that going. And when I'm watching a game, man, I love to talk trash on Twitter. I also love to talk trash with my buddies. Straight Talk Wireless, the ultimate unlimited plan. Nationwide coverage, $55 a month, unlimited data, high-speed videos, no contract, straighttalk.com. And then when it comes to snacks, man, I love the chips, Boulder Canyon chips, yeah, small-batch kettle chips, great flavors like Buffalo Ranch, malt vinegar, sea salt, all made in rich, interesting like avocado oil and olive oil, bouldercanyon.com for more information. And lastly, InstaView fridges from LG. These things are great. I mean, all kinds of different models, but tap on the glass twice. It'll show the whole inside of your fridge. You can put your shopping list together without ever opening up your fridge. You can check that out at LG.com as well.
All right. Tell me how much fun you are having in your current second career covering football in the way that you do and being around broadcasting the way that you do, because on social media, you seem like you have a really fun time and you really enjoy where you are right now.
You know, I'm telling you what, football's been so good to me. Like, I always tell people, I had 29 surgeries, you know, and I beat myself to a pulp and all that stuff, but it's given me so much more than it's taken. My dad told me when I was a little boy, he said, you know what, find something you love to do and you'll never have to get up and go to work in the morning. You'll get up because you want to. And I'm 52 years old, man. I don't feel like I've worked a day in my life. Like, life is good, and you know, and I'm passionate about football, and I love this game. And, you know, sometimes I get irritated with it. And, you know, we look at these helmet things that they've been doing here early in the preseason. You're, like, scratching your head going, come on, guys. Like, you can't legislate contact out of a contact sport. Let's figure it out. Let's use some common sense. But even with things that bother me, you know, that just straight up piss me off, I still love this game. It's the greatest game that's ever been invented. So, you know, and I get to talk about it for a living. How good is that?
I agree wholeheartedly. And you at 52 is a great way to start this interview, because there's a video of you putting up 315 pounds, I believe it's 7 times. But before I ask you about what happened with that, when you were playing, what was your baseline bench? Like, what was your workout weight when you were playing?
Oh, I've always been gifted when it comes to strength. Back in my playing days, you know, I was probably close to a 600-pound bench press guy. So, yeah, I've always had that kind of freakish. Like, I could easily at any time do, you know, 10 reps with 405 or 12 reps with 405, maybe even more at times. So, you know, in the off season more, in the regular season. So, like, I was just always kind of freakishly strong that way.
All right, so at 52, you put up 315 pounds like it was relatively nothing. It made me feel at 41 incredibly inferior. But how often are you going in and putting up weight like that? Because that's impressive at your age. Not that you're old, but at 52 to put up over 300 pounds, man, that's impressive.
Yeah, you know what? I haven't put that much weight on a bar, on a free weight bar, in almost 2 decades. So the whole story was, you know, I was going back and forth with DeMarcus Ware, and he does these, you know, Monday motivation video type of things. And so we went back and forth, and I sent him a video, and he posted it. And, you know, and it was me doing 225. I did it 30 times. And he's like, wow, that's really impressive. And then I got a bunch of, you know, jack wagons on Twitter that were like, hey, you couldn't do 315, though. That's what DeMarcus Ware did. He did it 6 times. And I'm like, you guys don't know anything about lifting, right? If I could do 225 30 times, I certainly can bench 315. So really interesting. I'm in the gym. It is no lie. And I don't even warm up. And I lay down. I get ready. I set my phone. I balanced it on a 45-pound plate on a squat rack. And I just kind of balanced it there. And this kid's right there. He goes, do you want me to film this for you? And I go,
nice.
No, I'm all right. And then he goes, do you want me to spot you? And I go, no, I'm all right. And so I lay down on the bench. I do it. I do 3 to 15, 6 times, really easy. Then I do 2 pause reps. So I go all the way down, touch my chest. I set on my chest, 1,001, 1,002, bench it. So I got 8 reps, and I racked it. I probably could have done 12. And I said, yeah, you know, I got up off the bench. I go, I guess I can do it. You know, I mean,
yeah.
But I hadn't put that much weight on a bench press in, like I said, almost 2 decades. So I really didn't know how it was going to go when I initially took it off the bar, but I knew I could do it at least once. And the honest, the goodness truth is if I only got it once or twice, I'd have never posted a damn video.
Exactly. Mark Slater joining us here and pushing the odds. You know, isn't that so typical of Twitter, though, that you're putting up 225 30 times and they're critiquing your form?
Right.
I mean, that's the combine weight, and you're putting it up more than guys at the combine this year.
Yeah, and, you know, and people are like, well, you don't lock out your elbows. Hey, you know, hey, moron, I've had 7 elbow surgeries. I've got bone spurs in my elbow. My elbows don't straighten out. Like, you play 12 years and have a bunch of elbow surgeries and strike guys for a living like I did for that long, and your elbows won't straighten either. So get off my back, you know?
Absolutely.
Like, but, yeah, that's typical. You know, everybody likes to be a critic, and opinions are easy and decisions are hard, you know, and sometimes you just got to go out and shut people up.
Well, one decision that was made this morning is that Aaron Donald's the highest-paid defensive player in the history of the NFL now with his new deal with the L.A. Rams. He goes with Ndamukong Suh and Michael Brockers on that defensive line for the Rams. Are the Rams, in your mind, on paper, is that the best defense in the league?
Well, I mean, from an individual talent standpoint, absolutely. How do they play together? That's what you have to be able to ask yourself. How does that chemistry develop, all those things? I'm so glad they got this done because Aaron Donald is an absolute freak of nature. I think he's one of the best players I've ever watched. I think he's the best player in the National Football League. And, you know, he's just one of those guys that will wreck a game. So just really excited for him. They've got, you know, they've amassed so much talent there. Really interesting. It'll be interesting to see how they start the season because they just decided, hey, we're not going to play our quarterback. We're not going to play our starting running back. You know, offense is about rhythm, and you got to work and you got to play in games to develop rhythm. I just don't believe in flipping the switch and all of a sudden I'm going to be good. So I'll be real interested to see exactly how the Rams play week one.
Yeah, I am too. I'm very curious. And young head coach, a lot of expectations now in Los Angeles. But, you know, as a former offensive lineman, when you're taking a look at that defensive line, I mean, how do you handle Sue and a guy like Donald when mostly those guys are double-teamed by themselves? You can't double-team both those guys. I mean, how do you handle that?
Well, you handle it by you say, hey, you're one-on-one with Ndamukong Suh. Good luck. We hope it works out. And we're going to double and triple-team Aaron Donald because, like I said, Aaron Donald will absolutely wreck your game plan. So you got to redirect protection. You got to direct protection toward 99. You got to find out a way to get 4 hands on that guy at all times. And, you know, you can change that up. I mean, you can use a back in there as well as a guard. You can do different things. There's different ways to protect. But ultimately, you're going to have to get a double team on that every time. So, you know, with that said, you should have production everywhere else on the line of scrimmage. He is that good. So back in the day, it was John Randall. You know, you'd redirect protection when he was with Minnesota and he was in his prime. And he's on that turf, man. You just find a way to redirect to him and just tell the opposite guard, you're one-on-one all the time, so good luck today. We hope it works out for you.
Absolutely. All right, before we run out of time, Donald deal is done. Khalil Mack is waiting. Does Khalil Mack, is this situation different in your mind because Aaron Donald plays on the defensive line and goes a straight line to the quarterback where Donald's on the outside, where Khalil Mack's on the outside, or do you think Khalil Mack should get paid similarly that Donald did?
Well, I think he should get paid similarly. I mean, he's the only guy in the history, I think, that's ever been all-pro at 2 positions, outside linebacker and, you know, defensive end. So he's a game wrecker as well. I think, obviously, you know, as I said, I think Aaron Donald's the best player in football. But I think Khalil Mack is, you know, in that top 5 category, along with Vaughn Miller and Khalil Mack and, you know, a healthy J.J. Watt when he's right. We'll see how he rebounds. But that's, you know, that to me are the best players in the league right there. And so you need to pay him accordingly. There's no question about that.
Absolutely. Mark, thank you for the time. Really appreciate it. Love to have football back. Love having you on. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Be well.
That is Mark Slareth on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans hotline here on Pushing the Odds. Great to get him on. Interesting. Aaron Donald's the best player in the NFL. It's hard to argue that point. I mean, I am a huge Aaron Donald fan. To have him be on that defensive line, he to me, I pay Aaron Donald. I'm not so sure I pay Khalil Mack. I don't know. I mean, I think I pay him, you know, $15 million. I'm not paying him quarterback money. But somebody most likely will, and we're seeing non-quarterbacks getting big-time deals. Odell Beckham Jr. has gotten a large deal this week. Now we got Aaron Donald's deal that has been done. So we're starting to see, as we head towards Labor Day, those purse strings opening up and teams now saying, look it, we are now into the final week of preparation. We got game week. We have game plans being implemented into game plans being implemented for our upcoming opener. We need everybody here now, okay? So we got to get this deal done. The question will be now, are the Raiders going to trade Khalil Mack? Because if they're going to do it, they have to do it this weekend. I'm not so sure they're going to do that, and that could mean a holdout, and that could mean missing games, and that could mean some big fines for Khalil Mack. It'll be, what, $800,000 a week for him to miss games? Huge, huge ramifications for Khalil Mack. But Donald's deal is done. That's phenomenal. He has issued a statement. I will give you that to you next as we continue on Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio.